It's Super Tuesday, and the polls are starting to tighten in favor of Joe Biden. Will he pull off a miracle tonight, or will Bernie Sanders cruise to victory as expected on this big Super Tuesday in the Democrat nominating process? We'll talk about all of that today on JSecuLo Live.
Live from Washington, D.C., JSecuLo Live.
Voters in 14 states and one territory heading to the polls today. 1,357 delegates up for grabs. You need 1,991 to secure the nomination. The biggest prizes of all on the table, California and Texas.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
President Trump questioned last night the timing of Buttigieg's withdrawal, tweeting in part, "This is the real beginning of the Dems taking Bernie out of play. No nomination again." Is he right?
You know what? I really wish that the President of the United States might kind of spend his time doing his job. President Trump, stay out of the Democratic primary.
And now, your host, Jordan Seculo.
Well, obviously, it's a big day in politics. Regardless of what side of the aisle you're on, if you're in a Super Tuesday state, I encourage you to go vote. Because President Trump still needs your votes if you're a Republican for the primary. And it's always good to have a good showing, even when you don't have real contested primaries on your side of the aisle. Kind of shows the support you've got, even when there isn't that urge because you don't have a real contest going on. It's just a show of strength. So if you're in one of the Super Tuesday states, and we'll go through all of them, make sure you go out and vote today if you have not already taken part in early voting. Let me say right off the top of this broadcast before we get into the discussion of Super Tuesday, because one of the Super Tuesday states will be affected by this, and that's what happened last night in the early morning hours today in Nashville, Tennessee, where you saw a tornado's touchdown inside the city that moved then east of the city, where currently there are 19 people who have been killed, many who are missing. And that, of course, Tennessee is a Super Tuesday state. So I know as of the last count, they've had to change 15 polling locations. This would include parts of downtown Nashville and areas around it that would see probably the higher side of what is a red state, but see more Democrat votes. And so because of that confusion, and of course that could impact Tennessee on Super Tuesday. But again, what I want to say, what's most important, is that the whole country comes together as the devastation is really just being fully understood as the daylight hours began and people started kind of sifting through what was going on. Be in prayer for those who lost loved ones. So shockingly, 19 so far, and unfortunately that number appears potentially to be on the rise. Those who are missing, that they are found and located. And for all those families that have been displaced right now, that were evacuated and are in shelters, it was not something that was necessarily planned to be such devastating. As these storms oftentimes, we don't know, and they can only tell you so much, you know, before. But a lot of this was happening very early morning hours. Most people would be asleep. And thankfully, again, you've got the services there. But again, a pretty massive loss of life. The president will be here, will be in Tennessee on Friday to work alongside with FEMA and the rebuild, along with, again, the fact that 19 people have been killed. So be in prayers, thoughts and prayers for their families. Let me just go through before we get to this first break. We're taking your phone calls on this. What is surprising is how close the polls are showing Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders in some key states. One of those, Texas, which initially showed Bernie Sanders with a lead outside the margin of error, now only with a 2-point lead, with Biden getting some momentum and big endorsements last night. Remember, from Klobuchar, Buttigieg, and also Beto O'Rourke back on the scene with Joe Biden, but as a Texan again. So that would be big. That would be a huge loss for Bernie Sanders, depending on how that turns out. Now, delegate-wise, Bernie Sanders will get a lot of delegates tonight. What's the big news is it looks like Joe Biden will too. And Mike Bloomberg, doesn't look like there's a single state he will win, which is interesting since he spent $500 million. He may get delegates, but not win a single state. We'll talk about all of it when we come back on JSecuLo Live.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
Back to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And I want to get your calls on this, because here's what we've got. We've got these states voting today. Make sure, too, if you have not voted, go and exercise your right to vote. Even if you are a conservative voter and you're planning on to vote for Donald Trump in the November election, he is on the ballot today in these primary states of Alabama, American Samoa, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Maine, Massachusetts, Minnesota, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Vermont, Virginia, and of course the Democrats who live abroad are also voting. So again, that would only be for our Democrat listeners. You'd find out information about Democrats abroad. Now looking ahead, so what happens after Super Tuesday? Well, in a week, you've got kind of a mini Super Tuesday with Idaho, Michigan, Mississippi, Missouri, North Dakota, and Washington all in one day. Then 2 days later, the Virgin Islands. And then on the 14th, Guam, Wyoming, and Northern Marianas. You've got that. And then on the 17th of March, Arizona, Florida, Illinois, and Ohio. So March is big. It's like, how long do you survive throughout March? Now, we had some big names start dropping out. Mayor Pete is gone. He's endorsed Joe Biden. You have Amy Klobuchar out of the race, endorsed Joe Biden. Beto O'Rourke, who was out of the race much earlier, but is from Texas, a state that's voting today, endorsed Joe Biden. Than, to me, the question is this. The polls have showed this tightening to the point where out of the states we're talking about, so if you don't include again, American Samoa, which the polling is tough out of, and it's a small delegate count, but if you don't include that, polls have tightened to the point where it could be a split of victory. Now, that will be, in a sense, a huge momentum boost to Joe Biden. And if it is that split, that means that Joe Biden won Texas. So it wasn't just a mixture of kind of smaller populated states or just deep South states, but a very diverse state like Texas, which again would kind of, I think, put some kind of blunt on what is likely a big Sanders victory in California.
Jordan, I think it would be a clear indication that the momentum really has shifted to the vice president. We'll see if that happens or not. But look, I mean, I was I was on air believing that Senator Sanders was going to keep it close in South Carolina. I really questioned that there was real momentum for the vice president. I think he at least demonstrated that he has a chance to prove that tonight. And you're right, Jordan, I do think Texas is the biggest state to watch. If the vice president can close that gap all the way to make it a close race or even carry that state, then I think it's very clear that he has the momentum and you have a real two-man race probably to the end. Jordan, the other three states that I would watch pretty closely, the outcome's not really in dispute, but the margin is. You look at Virginia and North Carolina, how much can the former vice president run up the tally in those two states? And then how much can Senator Sanders run it up in California? Jordan, if you look at those four states coming out of tonight, I think it will tell most of the story. Also, the other thing I would throw in there, how long do Senator Warren and Mayor Bloomberg stay in the race? They're not going to win enough delegates to win this nomination, Jordan, but they still can take delegates from the two that have a chance.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. You don't have to win these states to get delegates. So does Mike Bloomberg's investment pay off in the sense that he could be a kingmaker with the amount of delegates he receives? Does he get a pretty big delegate haul, even though he may not win any states, which, again, was not the campaign strategy? Now they put out their memo, similar to the Warren memo, Than, that their actual strategy is to fight it at the convention. That's what Bloomberg is saying, and that he'll have enough delegates to make a good case for why he should be the nominee there.
Well, I think there's a great case to be made that there will be a delegate fight at the convention, and it'll have to go to two ballots. So, you know, of course, Mayor Bloomberg could make that. Jordan, I'm not sure his campaign is going to position him very well to make him a likely alternative, but I do think that fight could happen. I'll say this about Mayor Bloomberg, Jordan. I think the strategy on paper was actually pretty sound. To spend all of this money in Super Tuesday and not really go up on the debate stage as not being a great debater, I think that strategy was sound. The problem is he peaked too soon, had to go in front of voters, and really did just collapse from a campaign strategy. But Jordan, when you're spending tens of millions of dollars in a state where the other candidates aren't able to compete at that level, and a voter is going to go into the ballot box and maybe you're the only one that they've heard of, I think at least for today he is still going to get enough votes where he will get delegates. So if he wants to take it all the way to convention, look, there's a real possibility that he could make that case.
You know, here's what I think is important. It's interesting to me when you look at California, for instance. Bernie Sanders is expected to win, but in the latest counts, and now listen, I put all of this into great detail because I think that most of the polling here would like Joe Biden, and most of the liberal polls coming out, they favor Joe Biden. They're hoping they're right that what happened in South Carolina does translate across enough of these states. Certainly, he's gotten a momentum boost. The question is it one that you really could overcome? When just a few days ago, we were talking about Bernie Sanders getting almost every delegate out of California. Coming out of California was 300 plus, maybe even 400 delegates. And now 538, the prediction there, Nate Sanders, who was not great with 2016, but again, more in tune with the Democrat Party. And when they're looking at these specific states with smaller turnouts, is now predicting that, yes, Bernie Sanders will win California. He'll get 164 delegates, but Joe Biden will get 133. And then in Texas, Biden will get 84 delegates and Sanders 81. To me, Than, if that's the case, those are both losses for Bernie Sanders.
No question about it. If that result comes in, the former vice president will claim a victory and really with a lot of legitimacy, Jordan. Yeah. And the reason for the big swing in California is because a week ago, it looked like all of the statewide delegates would go to Bernie Sanders because nobody else would hit that 15% threshold. Now it looks like not only is Biden going to clear that by a pretty healthy margin, Jordan, but it looks like Senator Warren might actually sneak over the edge. So you really start diluting the statewide delegates. And then when you go down to the district level, there was always going to be some going to various places on the district-wide delegates. That's why, in the way the rules are set out, you can have such a dramatic swing. So if California is not an overwhelming win for Senator Sanders and Texas is even close, well, then the Vice President Biden becomes the front runner.
Yeah, I mean, so it's a very different, like you said, it's a very different field and makeup. And then Bernie Sanders has got to play catch-up to get the delegate numbers he would need to make the case at a convention that if this is how things are going, one, he's got to be careful not to let this get out of hand and actually lose. But two, because the field is starting to clear. I mean, I think Elizabeth Warren probably clears out too after tonight, even though she's had unbelievable fundraising numbers and much better than the vice president's. I can't imagine why, if she favors more of the Bernie Sanders wing and has said all these nice things about him, why she would want to hurt him at all when the other side of the Democrat Party, other than Bloomberg, who is an outsider, is stepping out of the race and getting out of the way, moving out of the way for Joe Biden. I mean, so you look at these states. I mean, you go through, and I want to get people's phone calls about this, 1-800-684-3110. Do you think this could actually be a Biden comeback? 1-800-684-3110. I always like to put it down to there's two scenarios tonight, and I think these are the two. One, these polls are all wrong because too many people voted early for Bernie Sanders, and it didn't matter that Joe Biden had this bump. Those votes count the same as the votes that came that come in today, and Bernie Sanders still walks away in California with a tremendous amount of delegates, more than Joe Biden, and even wins Texas or ties Texas and wins a lot of these states that they're starting to give to Joe Biden because of early voting, when Joe Biden was basically considered. Remember, when early voting closed in most of these places, Joe Biden was considered like dead in the race. So you may have voted for somebody else, if not Bernie Sanders, because you were just kind of throwing your vote out there for someone you hoped might be the alternative. And that will be interesting to see if Mike Bloomberg gets more votes than is predicted because of that early voting number. I mean, I think it's just important that we put all that into consideration. The other is that, because think about this. According to LA Times, 4 in 10 Californians have already voted. So 40% of the vote was already in before likely Joe Biden has had this surge. And will all those votes go to Bernie Sanders? No, but they're not all going to Joe Biden either. And the majority of them probably are going to Bernie Sanders. So I think this is what we'll see tonight. And it may be days. By the way, California, going off the Iowa model, is saying that it could take them days because of their new technology and the new way they're conducting their primary there. By you can win the state, and then you can also win by districts, that it could take days to figure out who actually gets the most delegates and who actually won. So keep that in mind as you're staying up later tonight, depending on where you live in the country, that you may not get all those numbers. But we're going to get numbers pretty early this evening from those states. Remember, this goes from the East Coast all the way from the Atlantic to the Pacific, as they like to say, on this. But I think that the second scenario is that Joe Biden has had a comeback and that he takes a Texas and then keeps it close in California and he wins about half the states. I know that's what the mainstream Democrat Party, which is still very liberal, wants, because they don't want a socialist who praises Castro at the top of their ticket. We'll take your phone calls. 1-800-684-3110. We'll be right back on Jay Sekulow Live.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
The big question going into tonight is, can Bernie Sanders come away with a big enough night to where no one can really catch his delegate count? That doesn't mean they will come close as they move through all these other primaries. We went through those other states. But now we have to question whether Bernie Sanders will be in effectively a dead heat race with Joe Biden. And that this has become, even with Mike Bloomberg's $500 million, a two-man race, which is exactly what Joe Biden wanted, Than. Joe Biden knew that if he could get this to a two-man race, and if ultimately Mike Bloomberg decides to drop out, I don't know his plans. He says he has a plan to go to the convention, so maybe he doesn't drop out. But if he's not getting a significant amount of delegates and not killing Joe Biden, so Joe Biden is able to even is the one of the two winners of every one of these states tonight. So it's either Joe Biden or Bernie Sanders winning these states. Mike Bloomberg not expected to win any, and his delegate count isn't too big. And again, this is, you cannot discount early voting anymore, because it is probably in most states somewhere between 30% and 40% of the votes already being cast, and some of those were probably most of those cast before South Carolina on Saturday. They were cast last week and the week before. So then, to me, it's that Bernie Sanders strategy to go ahead, is that's what's in question tonight. Does he really come away, discounting winning states, with enough delegates to put it out of reach so that his supporters going into the convention in these next states, as they keep racking up delegates, can say, listen, we should be the nominee because we've collected the most delegates, even if we didn't hit the 1,900-plus threshold?
Yeah, I would say a couple of things, Jordan. First of all, Joe Biden sure could have used that big South Carolina win before this early voting started. I think some of that effect would have been blunted, but you're right, all those early votes are in. I think the first layer of analysis to the point you're making, Jordan, has to be how many delegates go to people who aren't named Biden or Sanders tonight, because those are the delegates that would deny someone winning on the first ballot. And again, this doesn't apply equally to Senator Sanders and Vice President Biden, because I think both you and I can see a scenario where the vice president wins on a second or a third ballot, but it's very, very difficult to see a scenario where Senator Sanders does. So you said that the vice president wanted to get it down to a man-to-man contest, and I agree with that. But Jordan, he's the one of the two who maybe doesn't have to get all the way to 1991. He just has to keep it close enough and get it to convention where Senator Sanders can't say, I won a convincing victory. If he does that, he becomes the favorite on subsequent ballots. Whereas Senator Sanders, Jordan, I mean, he's got to be far enough ahead tonight where he's got a clear path to get it on the first ballot. Because if he can't do that, even if there's only, you know, a couple of hundred delegates that go to Senator Warren or Mayor Bloomberg, I don't think he gets the nomination.
All right, let's go to the phones. 1-800-684-3110. Who do you think will come away tonight as the big winner for the Democrats? Do you believe in the Biden bounce, so to speak, this Biden comeback? 1-800-684-3110. And I'd like your opinion, even if you're a Trump supporter, because this, depending on who the nominee is, it really does change the race. It changes the tone. It changes the issues, or at least how the issues are discussed. The big issues remain the same, but the difference between a government takeover of healthcare and expansion of Obamacare is pretty significant. It's pretty significant. So I want to take your phone calls to that, 1-800-684-3110. And let's say Joe Biden does come out as the leader in delegates, even, okay, as he is right now. Does he have what it takes to go the distance with Donald Trump? I mean, I mean this in all honesty, because his debate performances have been horrendous. He yells at his supporters. He gets his facts wrong all the time. He gets basic things wrong. He makes up stories like being in prison with Nelson Mandela and trying to prison when, in fact, he was just held up from going to visit Nelson Mandela. I mean, these kind of things don't necessarily sink your campaign, but it can be pretty bad. I mean, listen, last night he forgot the creator in the Declaration of Independence. Take a listen, bite two.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by God, you know the thing.
You know the thing. The thing is the creator. Now, I don't think he was like trying to not say the creator. I think he literally just forgot. This is someone who's been in public service so long that those kind of phrases, if you're going to pop off, should just come right out. I mean, there should be no issue. It's not that he has a mistake or two, and we're trying to focus in on those. It's that it's he's up against a verbal genius in Donald Trump. Someone who uses words so well to pin his opponents down, to describe his opponents in maybe one or two words. Again, whether, you know, Sleepy Joe, put Joe in a home, all these kind of things that the president said, they resonate with people because they make sense. On the other hand, Biden sounds like, again, he's having a tough time getting out the basics. So he may have the party rallying behind him, but I'd question this if you're Joe Biden. Be careful. They may just be rallying on behind you to spoil Bernie Sanders and then still pick someone else, because you probably won't be able to get enough delegates either on that first round of balloting. And then they say, you know what? Joe Biden wasn't a great campaigner. Maybe we need somebody else. And I think they'd go somebody else probably that didn't even run. 1-800-684-3110. We'll take your phone calls as they come in. That's 1-800-684-3110. And if you're voting in Super Tuesday states, did you already cast your vote? Did you vote today? What are the numbers like? Is it busy in your polling stations? We're on in every one of those states, and people are listening throughout the country, and they want to hear from you because this is a day that is harder than for the political news networks, who 24-hour news networks, cable news, to cover everything that's happening everywhere, because it's such a broad area and very different time zones. And some of these states, the bigger ones like Texas, like California, will be much later in the night until we get results from.
Yeah, it's so widespread. It can be very difficult to poll in a meaningful way, especially across all these states. And Jordan, just sort of anecdotally, I think that's why Mayor Bloomberg's strategy really can work on a day like today, because money can go a lot farther than maybe some of the momentum from just a ground campaign, so to speak. But look, I think your point about the vice president, Jordan, I think this is why his campaign sputtered early on, because he has a real trouble inspiring voters. He does have these mistakes. And I think it's pretty telling that we got all the way to the eve of Super Tuesday before the establishment finally got so desperate to block Bernie the nomination. Again, remember, I'm one that believes they did block him last time, with super delegates being so involved early in the process. He was way ahead in the popular vote, and yet he was behind in the delegate count. Jordan, it took to the eve of Super Tuesday for the establishment to be so convinced that they don't want Bernie that all of the other candidates start getting out and endorsing him. It just goes to show you, with it uninspiring as the vice president's campaign was, they're so desperate to stop him that they finally said, okay, Joe's the guy. Is it in time, Jordan? Tonight's going to be a big key in deciding that.
Yeah, I mean, I really do. And I think that, again, Bernie Sanders had built up a lot of expectations for tonight. He's a real serious candidate this time. He's not just like crazy Bernie from the last time around, who I still believe with Dan, they made sure he could not get the nomination, ensured that with the way that the superdelegates worked that time. But this time, he's supposed to be the front runner and supposed to be winning in these states. If he doesn't take California big, if he loses Texas, if he loses, the question is, can he take Minnesota with the Klobuchar out of the race, or were there too many early votes for Klobuchar? And does someone else, does she still end up with those delegates? I mean, a lot of questions there for Bernie Sanders right now because these late dropouts of the race, too. And I think he has the most to lose tonight. 1-800-684-3110. We'll talk to you in just a minute.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live in the second half hour of the broadcast. Let me mention right from the top, pray for the people in Nashville and Nashville area. A horrific tornado touchdown there, or that was quite large if you see some of the videos. Missed most of the, if you consider downtown of the city where the high rises are, the cranes are. Nashville's a city that's being built up rapidly with rapid expansion, but 19 people have been killed in Nashville and the surrounding area. And that's just the latest report. There's a lot of people missing as well. A lot of people without power. A lot of schools shut down. Tennessee is an early voting state. They vote, it's a Super Tuesday state where there was early voting. But now, you know, the majority of people still do vote on today. And there have to be polling change locations, things like that. That will affect the Democrats more than Republicans, because most of this was happening in a downtown metro area where the remaining, Democrat vote in a red state like this would be. Whether you're talking about college students, younger people, and other communities. But again, it did reach out. It kept reaching out further and further into other counties as well. And so, again, we need to acknowledge that, pray for people who have gone through that sudden loss of maybe a family member's life, a friend's life, and then some areas of the city and surrounding areas which there's serious damage. So keep Nashville in your thoughts and prayers. I believe the president is planning on being here in Nashville on Friday, and so traveling down. So, again, 1-800-684-3110 as we focus in on Super Tuesday and Tennessee being a Super Tuesday state. Check this one out from Joe Biden, and we're going to start taking your phone calls. Talking about taxes, take a listen. Bite four.
By the way, how many of you did really well with that $1.9 trillion tax cut that increased? Really in good shape, right? Really changed your, well, you did. Well, that's good. You must, I'm glad to see you're doing well already. And I'm good, but guess what? If you elect me, I'm not going to have your taxes are going to be raised, not cut, if you benefit from that.
I mean, first of all, I'm going to say a couple things about that statement. He tried to jump over the crowd saying that they were doing good under the tax cuts, because people generally like when they hear their taxes are being cut, and they don't love you saying, I'm going to raise your taxes. Like there's one thing to say, I'm going to tax the rich. But when you say, I'm going to raise your taxes, and you're talking to, you know, average voters, that's not usually a great strategy, not even one that most Democrats, other than Bernie Sanders, would even admit to. But point two of that is, you know, he's reading off a planned speech there, his plan. It's a lot of garbled words. Now, I do radio every day. I try to pronunciate clearly on radio. Sometimes I talk really fast. I talk even faster. Sometimes I'm not on radio. But the words that he used, I mean, he's again, it doesn't sound like he's clear in what he's saying. And he's also sounds, Than, to me, like someone, he's like picking a fight with the crowd as usual, which has been a theme of this campaign of Joe Biden's. He's supposed to be, oh, this is the new, I even saw this. And again, I've got nothing against Bobby Jindal, a good conservative governor out of Louisiana, but he wrote this piece of a return to civility. I don't hear civility in that tone from Joe Biden. I hear a guy who's ready to get in a fight with his own people who came out to see him and are potentially voting for him.
I think it's a situation, Jordan, where he knows that the words that are about to come out of his mouth do not work for the people he's addressing. Oh, you're doing well when your taxes were cut? Well, guess what? I'm going to change that, and I'm going to tax them. And reaching back to a topic we talked about earlier, Jordan, he also wants to reinstate the individual mandate penalty. That's another tax on top of these Americans. So I think it's a case where even as he's saying it, he knows it's not a good election campaign strategy.
And now he's going to make Beto O'Rourke the gun czar, and Beto O'Rourke's big thing was to come and seize everyone's guns. That's going to do well in middle America. So it's like Joe Biden is moving left. He keeps moving left as he does better here, and I think that should be nerve-wracking too for Democrats as well. But we're going to take your calls when we come back. 1-800-684-3110.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our matching challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
Jay Sekulow Live. We've expanded our panel, our team here of experts on this. I do want to mention as well, we're not going to get into a lot of issues outside of Super Tuesday. Today on the broadcast, and of course tomorrow when we're focusing in on the outcomes, hopefully California by the time we're on the air tomorrow will have figured out the winner there. They said, though, it could take days. So that will be interesting because that could really hurt Bernie Sanders if it's taking days and he did do very well there. Because Joe Biden could, for then days, be doing much better than expected. Now, I want to take phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. Let me remind you that March is a matching challenge month. Whatever you're able to donate to the American Center for Law and Justice is effectively doubled. And remember, part of that, you know, donating to ACLJ is why we're able to bring you this broadcast every single day. And if you're watching on Facebook and Periscope, it's why it's TV quality online with multi-cameras and lots of different folks on. We're able to do that every day live for you because of your support for the ACLJ. So for some of you, the legal work that we do, of course, is important, what we stand for, the work that we do on Capitol Hill and around the world, but also this radio broadcast may be something that you enjoy so much. Well, understand that's because of your support that we're able to do it. We're able to broadcast in so many cities on over 1,000 stations across the country, on Sirius XM, and of course, bring you the TV quality broadcast every day live on Facebook and Periscope because of your support for the ACLJ. And in these matching challenge months, like the month of March, every donation you make is effectively doubled. You double the impact of your donation. That's at, again, aclj.org, aclj.org. Double the impact of your donation today. Let me take a phone call, then we'll get to the panel. Let's go to Henry calling from Texas First on line one. Henry, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Thank you for taking my phone call.
Thanks, Henry.
Listen, I'm a lifelong Republican. And I kind of look at this Democratic race. I think Joe Biden might pull this out, but honestly, as a Republican, an American, I don't think it's going to really matter whether Biden or Bernie, because one of them acts like a clown most of the time, and the other one is a self-admitted socialist.
Yeah.
So I think.
Well, I think I think, Henry, that's why it took until last night before there was any consolidation around Joe Biden, guys.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. You know, Sanders, you know, and this is my opinion, but I think I'm right, is not just a socialist, he's a Marxist. If you listen to what he says, he is a Marxist. And of course, Karl Marx was the intellectual, philosoph- philosophical founder of communism, you know. So I hope the caller's right. I hope, you know, absolutely that President Trump wins. Mayor Pete, though, and Amy Klobuchar, Jordan, they deserve credit for putting their egos aside in the service not only of their principles, but of the Democrat Party. Elizabeth Warren has not done that. I think it's unlikely that she will. In recent days, she raised $30 million. And I think what she's hoping for is that there will be a contested convention and that she might be the alternative if that actually happens. 538 is forecasting a 67% of there being a contested convention. But, you know, Mayor Pete Klobuchar did this. That's because down-ballot Democrats also are really, really worried if Sanders is at the top of the ticket. And I was thinking this morning, what would really help Joe Biden and the Democrat Party right now is if Barack Obama would actually endorse his former vice president as far as helping the Democrat Party. Because Democrats, the mainstream Democrats, look at Harry Reid. He's endorsed Joe Biden. They are really, really worried that if Sanders is at the top of their ticket, it will be a death knell for the party.
Yeah, they lose the House, they lose more seats in the Senate, and Donald Trump's reelected easily and with a House and Senate that can put forward and move forward on his legislation. I like to look at betting odds, Harry, because people actually do this. They bet on the presidential race, and it's kind of like a stock market. It goes up and down. It fluctuates. But these are people putting money on this actual race. So this is the change. Bernie Sanders was at one point at, 56% of the bets were being placed on him to win. He has now dropped down to 36. Guess who is at a higher number than anyone ever before? Joe Biden now almost at 60%. Betting that he will take the nomination. Now, some of that may be because they see the pressure campaign coming from the mainstream Democrat Party. But I do think, again, this can fluctuate quickly. These numbers go up and down, as they did for Joe Biden very quickly. They have, again, they went from literally a week ago, he was lower than Mike Bloomberg considerably. He was at somewhere around, let's see, on the poll, 11% chance, and he's made a 20, that's that kind of 22, 23, major jumps in days over days. But if you look at that, you think, wow, this is a party. The question is it too little, too late? Even though we're still early in the process, because they let Bernie Sanders get the early votes in all of these states.
I think that is one of the crucial questions, and I also think the background question is whether or not Joe Biden can overcome his continuing commitment to making gaffes. This is a guy that forgot essentially the Declaration of Independence, although he did not forget to stalwartly support abortion rights on demand. Secondly, I guess I would agree with Wesley. Sanders is more than a socialist. He's more than a Marxist. In reality, he's a closet authoritarian. And so now establishment Democrats, because they're panicked by Sanders, they are coalescing behind Biden. But the real question, assuming this approach works, will Sanders voters vote for Biden if he indeed is the ultimate nominee? And one of the issues that I think Sanders voters will keep in mind is they felt that the establishment stole the nomination from him in 2016. Are they prepared to forgive the Democratic establishment in 2020? I think that's an open question. But I think there's no doubt that the current momentum is with Biden, but it's still very possible that Sanders will pull this out in terms of getting the most delegates today, in part because he's had such an early advantage, particularly in California.
I'm going to be on Sean Hannity's radio broadcast later today to talk about a judge ordering Hillary Clinton to actually be deposed in a lawsuit over the missing emails from her private server. As it, I think as it related to Benghazi specifically, it won't get to get into more details on me, guys, but the emails, where did this private server go? Because the State Department said we just don't have access to it. So that's interesting. That continues on. I'll be talking about that with Sean Hannity later today on his broadcast. So you want to check that out as well. Don't forget, the month of March is a matching challenge month. We're just beginning at the ACLJ, where whatever you donate to the ACLJ is effectively doubled. We're waiting in just a couple days to hear from the International Criminal Court on that decision involving our U.S. Armed Forces and CIA agents, and whether or not they're going to authorize the prosecutor there to begin an investigation into potential war crimes of our soldiers and CIA agents as it relates to Afghanistan. We're also heading back to the International Criminal Court to defend Israel's interest. So a lot of work there. And of course, we have three Supreme Court cases where we represent the president. That's at the end of March. And we've got, again, pro-life work going on around the country. You can find out about all of it at aclj.org, which is also where you can donate and double the impact of your donation. That's at aclj.org. And we're going to continue to take your phone calls. Get them in now for our final segment, which is coming up in just about 4 minutes, so we can go through your causes. I really want to get opinions from people from across the country. And if you're in an early voting state like today, I mean a Super Tuesday state like today, I'd love to hear from you. If you voted today or you voted early, what was it like in the polling places? And again, I know most of our listeners probably are conservative, but are still casting a vote likely for Donald Trump, which you still have to. He still has to win these delegates, and he will. Again, it also gives you a glimpse into kind of what's going on in your community and your area, because we all go vote at the same polling location. So give us a call on the broadcast, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. I think this is what you watch for tonight, and you watch for as it comes in early. Obviously, we're not going to get California numbers. Even if we do get them tonight, that's going to be into the next day for a lot of people in the country on the East Coast. And if you're on East Coast, Central Time, even Mountain Time, even if you live in California, it may be the next day before you get results coming in. And it may be even that we're on the air tomorrow and don't have final results out of California based off what California Democrats are saying. But I think we should have a good idea late in the evening, maybe early morning hours, about Texas, Minnesota, Virginia. Obviously, we should come in early. North Carolina, early. Tennessee, Alabama, Maine, Massachusetts. So, I mean, we're going to see a lot of states within that first few hours when those polls start closing tonight again, and we'll see who's kind of got the momentum. And remember, those numbers will start coming out. People may still be voting out west. So, again, give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. Final segment coming up. Who benefits the most tonight in the Democrat primary? 1-800-684-3110.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. Final segment. We're going to start taking your phone calls right now. 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to Pat calling from New Mexico on line two. Pat, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Oh, thank you. I'm just remembering before the impeachment, Biden had momentum and the polls and the support, but then the Democrats, bless their hearts, threw him under the bus.
Yep.
And then the lady president's lawyer had to address that. And so I think he's only just now regaining some of his momentum. So I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's tough. It is tough. I mean, even when he's talking about Super Tuesday, this is literally at a rally yesterday in light of Super Tuesday. Take a listen to Joe Biden, bite one.
Look, tomorrow's Superstar Tuesday, and I want to thank you all. I tell you what, I'm rushing ahead, aren't I?
I mean, he handled it a little better there. That was actually Joe Biden handling, because he didn't just move along. He didn't just say, I'm running to be your senator. He didn't make up a story. He made a mistake, corrected it, and then kind of made a joke about it and moved on. What I see a lot of times from Joe Biden is this not able to, like with that exchange with Chris Wallace, just calling the wrong name. He's doing all those interviews. That can happen to anybody. Anybody, literally, young, old. But he like doubles and triples down and has to re-explain, try to make jokes about it, then kind of gets defensive about it and kind of angry about it, and it all happens in seconds. You've gone through this whole emotional roller coaster with Joe Biden, and you're kind of like, what's happening here? And I think that's why Democrats were waited so long to get on board with Biden, and why, you know, Beto O'Rourke is suddenly popping back up to take all of our guns, and Amy Klobuchar, the day before, you know, her state votes, and she still could win Minnesota. There may have been enough early votes for her that she ends up winning Minnesota. But what she was trying to do is blunt those early votes by pulling out of the race and saying, now if you're going to vote today and you like me, go vote for Joe Biden, because Bernie Sanders was right on her was right there, 2 points away in all of the polls. So if you believe any of those polls, he was definitely within striking distance. I guess the big question to me, and I'll put this to everybody, I'll go to Than first, is does Bernie Sanders, we know he has the monetary momentum, is it just the media downplaying his momentum, and then on the ground he still has it, Than, or has he taken a serious blow? We don't really know yet. He did very bad in South Carolina, but he never said he was going to do great there. I mean, he was already in North Carolina before the polls were closed.
Yeah, I suspect he still got it in the states where he really had it, like Vermont and California, Jordan. To me, the real question is in places where, you know, they might be a little bit more down the road. Again, I go back to Texas. Does he have it there? And is the momentum for Joe Biden real in places like Virginia and North Carolina and Alabama? That's where it's going to be determined. You know, I find it interesting, though, Jordan, if you think about this, spinning it forward to the general election, Bernie Sanders is going to win. He needs to win everywhere where he would also compete in November. Where does Joe Biden have to win? He has to win everywhere where he doesn't really have a chance in November, Jordan. So the Democrat Party has to make a case. Are they going to go Are they going to go with someone like Senator Sanders, who can definitely win the states that they need come November? Or are they going to go with someone like Joe Biden, who will then have to pivot back to the states that he could not compete in and drive them out? I don't know what they'll decide, Jordan. I suspect Senator Sanders will get the most delegates tonight, but it's really a matter of how close Joe Biden can stay.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the big point.
Yeah, and I think what we're witnessing with so many mainstream Democrats and other candidates coming out for Joe Biden, the Democrat Party is having to do today on Super Tuesday a real gut check. Is Bernie Sanders really the guy that we want to lead our party and be at the top of the ticket? Because, you know, if you look at the polls, most Americans do not want a socialist president, whether or not they like Bernie personally. And so I think it's a real gut check. Today on Super Tuesday, 1/3 of all the Democratic delegates will be decided today. And, you know, in order to get the nomination on the first ballot, you have to have the half plus one of the 1,991 delegates. And if that doesn't happen, then your 775 superdelegates get to weigh in and try to decide the nominee. And those superdelegates, most of them are elected officials in the Democrat Party and congressmen, senators, things like that. And they are the ones right now who are backpedaling as fast as they can away from Bernie Sanders. And I think if they were honest and you could really back them into a corner, I don't think that they really think that Joe Biden can win in November. But they're going to back him because they cannot abide, nor can the American people, by and large, abide the idea of a socialist Marxist running for president.
Yeah, I mean, Harry, your thoughts on this? I mean, just kind of the idea that has Sanders actually been blunted, or is that just the media trying to talk that up, the liberal media, especially mainstream media outlets, because they are so fearful of a Sanders at the top of the ticket?
I think it's a combination of those factors. I think many liberals would prefer Sanders, but they're doubtful that he could actually get elected. They are also fearful that a Sanders candidacy would hurt down-ballot Democratic candidates in congressional races and state and local races. But I also think Joe Biden carries enormous baggage. And so if you just look at his record, was he ever arrested in South Africa, as he claimed? The answer is no. Is he running for the United States Senate? I think the answer is no. Did he call one of his own supporters a lying dog-faced pony soldier? The answer is yes. And so this is an individual who is, I think, 78 years old, but on the campaign trail, he looks like he's in his mid to late 80s in terms of his cognitive capacity. And so the real issue, I think, is that if Biden is selected, will he hold up well, even though the media is prepared to carry water for him in terms of covering up all of his gaffes? And will the Republican campaign advertise Joe Biden's vulnerabilities? So there are tons and tons of questions out there. I still think more likely than not, Sanders will win a plurality of delegates today, but it will probably not be over in favor of a Sanders candidacy, in part because the Democrats are coalescing behind Joe Biden, even though he's a very weak candidate.
All right. We can't get to the rest of the calls today. Let me just do this. We're going to get full analysis. Let me try to answer some of those. They have paper ballots, picture ID in Texas. And Ann said there were a lot of people voting today. That's good to hear. Fred thinks in Tennessee that Bernie's going to get the Dem nomination. He said he's worried about that because his people are so intense. I would say this. I don't think Bernie Sanders could win so long as conservatives turn out and people turn out to vote for President Trump. But they can't laugh it off because he does have an intense base of support. And then finally, Chessie in Texas, she voted early. First day you could in my state, was surprised because so many people were asking for Democrat ballots. Texas is usually conservative. It was surprising to her. Now, that could depend on where she lives. Remember, we don't have a contested primary on the conservative side and the Republican side, so that also determines kind of who shows up. And there's a very contested primary on the Democratic Party. And especially the earlier you're voting, it was even more contested with more candidates. We're going to break it all down for you tomorrow on Jay Sekulow Live. Remember, our matching challenge, double your donation to Impact at aclj.org.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.